Good morning, Daniel. I just came across some exciting news about the Clean Sky 2 project, and I think our members are going to be interested.
Morning, Emma, I see. What's the update on that EU-funded initiative?
Well, a UK-based company called Evolution Measurement has just completed the specification phase for these bespoke pressure scanners that will be used during aerodynamic testing of aircraft.
I see, and what exactly does that mean for the project?
The EvoScan registered P10D scanners will be custom built to meet the demanding requirements of in-flight aerodynamic testing.
Okay, so how do these scanners work?
Using 10 channels, data will be delivered in true differential measurement.
That is so cool, and how does that help with the testing process?
The specification has been considered to ensure precision, resolution, and repeatability.
Right, so they are really pushing the boundaries there.
Exactly. The scanners will be housed in an aluminium case to ensure reliable performance while travelling at altitude.
I see, and where exactly will they be placed on the aircraft?
They will be positioned into custom-built locations on the horizontal and vertical stabilisers to deliver true accuracy levels.
That's impressive. Any other placement locations?
Scanners will also be positioned on the rakes.
I see, and what makes these scanners unique?
Uniquely, up to 12 pressure scanners will be connected in a daisy chain, reducing the length of cable required, while delivering readings from each scanner individually.
Wow, that is so cool, so it's more efficient and less cluttered.
Exactly. Evolution Measurement's managing director, Paul Crowhurst, said he is so proud of the contribution their highly skilled engineering team is making.
What's the bigger picture here?
He mentioned they are supporting the development of sustainable air travel, increasing fuel efficiency, and reducing CO2 emissions.
Right, which ties directly into the Clean Sky 2 project's goals.
Absolutely. The Clean Sky 2 project is the largest European research program developing innovative, cutting-edge technology aimed at reducing CO2, gas emissions and noise levels produced by aircraft.
What kind of technologies are they developing?
They are helping to dramatically slash the air industry's CO2, other gases and noise footprints by developing new engine architectures, improved wing aerodynamics, lighter composite structures, smarter trajectories, and more electrical onboard energy.
That's quite a big claim, right?
It is, but it's all funded by the EU's Horizon 2020 programme.
I see, and what's the overall impact of this project?
Clean Sky contributes to strengthening European air industry collaboration, global leadership and competitiveness.
That's really significant.
Yes, and with companies like Evolution Measurement playing a key role, it's clear that the Northwest is making a big contribution.
Well, this is definitely something our members should know about.
Agreed. It's a great example of how innovation is driving the future of sustainable aerospace.
And it shows how important collaboration is in achieving these ambitious goals.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to this update on the Clean Sky 2 project.
Stay tuned for more news from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.